She'll be like, that's the 10:45 departure for Amsterdam, or whatever. My brain said, one does not simply walk into an airport. One needs tickets and passports and stuff. But another voice in a different part of my head was going, let's see what happens. I listened to that one. I walked through the door and I was in a magic kingdom. On the bus, we passed shops and houses and people taking their dogs for a walk or pushing pushchairs. On this side of the airport doors, it was people in suits pulling little suitcases on wheels, families dressed for sunny days, people in uniform, and people getting ready to fly. There was a departure board with the names of cities I'd only ever seen on telly. Paris, Rome, Prague. There were places I'd never even heard of. Places that sounded made up. Faro, Knock, Riga. All the ordinary things, home, school, all that, they all felt far away and not really real. All these new places felt like they were just one step away. Obviously, if you're in departures, you need to look as though you're going somewhere. Especially if you're a year seven with no grown-up. Even if you're going nowhere, nowhere is a big place. It's best to narrow things down. Instead of going nowhere, pick a particular destination and decide that is the place you're not going to. That first time I decided not to go to Disney World, Florida, I got into the queue at Area C, Desk 23 for Miami. Then I just let myself chill.